Oh, I know it's late. I know it's late. I know. But I am diving into this word and just the revelation. I always have to say revelation. So just where I'm at, I'm wearing my Stand Up for Life shirt. Yeah. So. The word for today, timing. The word for today is timing. Let's talk about timing. So I looked up the word timing and every time I come up with a word, it's something that God has been dealing with me on or has shown me. So again, I'm not talking to just y'all. I'm just going live to give the revelation that was given to me. And so the word timing means the choice, judgment, or control of when something should be done. Ooh. A particular point or period of time when something happens. Ooh. So I'm sitting here and I'm kind of reflecting over all the things that God has done in the past week and my life. And I actually remember a day. I remember a time when I wouldn't have been able to do nothing that I'm doing right now. I remember there was a time that I wasn't able, spiritually strong enough to do what I'm doing right now. Hey, Timothy. And so it's all in God's timing. Timing. How many of you guys remember people telling you it's not your time? It's not your time yet. In God's timing. Oh, that will happen when it's time. And you just can't really understand what that means. Timing. Timing. So today I'm talking to a friend and I'm telling her, I said, you know, I had all these great things happen this weekend and God did a wonderful work with Stand Up for Life, but I didn't have nobody to share with. Like, I didn't have anybody to be like, yo, did you see what happened? And she said, maybe it's not God's time. He has a lot of things for you to do, so maybe it's not the right time. And I kind of walked away from that, like, why ain't it the right time? It's what I want, right? This is what I feel like I want. It's time. I'm ready. You know how people say, I'm ready. I'm ready to settle down. I'm ready to be. But it's not your control. The word timing, control of when something should be done. And the reality of the situation is we don't have control. We do not have control. It's all in God's timing. So I'm here to encourage you today. If you thought that you wanted a person in your life, and they ain't come along. Maybe it's not time. I'm encouraging myself. Maybe it's not time. The reality of it is we rushing these relationships. We rush to have people in our lives. We hasten, I think I heard today in Bible study. We hasten. And all of that rushing and all of that impatience and not trusting God, boy, we get what we want, right? We end up with something. But nine times out of ten, it's not what God wants for you. It's not what God wants for you. How many of you guys, you've heard, you've got to crawl before you can walk, walk before you can run. And nowadays, we want everything right now. We want instant gratification, timing. Yes. Yes, timing. You can't walk before you crawl. You can't eat meat before you can digest milk. There's a time. If you're a parent, you know that you have a situation where your kids, exactly, not your control, not yours. You have a situation where you raising kids, and you know that when they're born, they're probably going to be drinking 4 ounces, then they're going to go to 8 ounces, and then you know when they get a certain age, you know they're supposed to be cutting teeth, so you're waiting for the teeth to come. But imagine if all of that happened at once. They wouldn't know what to do with any of it. You have to go through the process. You have to go through the steps. And this is what God has been showing me, even to be able to have an event like Stand Up For Life happen and take place in my life. I had to go through some processes. I had to lose a stepson. You can't just have it your way. Y'all need to get out of that. I'm going to tell y'all right now. I don't care what time it is. 12 o'clock. Y'all need to get out of that. Hey, brother. Y'all got to get out of wanting everything right now. We got to get out of that. Because we cause our own selves problems. Instead of waiting for when it's time. Instead of waiting for when God says yes, instead of waiting for that promotion, we try to trick our way and slide our way into it, and you lose it before you even get started. If it's not the right time, it won't last. You can't be in control of that. I'm sorry. You can't be in control of that. Again, we want that mate right now, and we're willing to sacrifice to get it. When is a good time? When is a good time? Ooh. When is it the right time? When is it the right time? Somebody answer for me. I mean, somebody answer. When? How do you know? How do you know when the timing is good or bad? Was it a good time? Is it a bad time? You know, that's the first thing we say now to people. Is this a good time? Is it the right time? Because you know, some of y'all is on the East Coast time zone. Some of y'all is doing way too much and going ahead. Some of y'all is on Central time zone. Y'all just a little bit behind. Just a tiny bit behind. And some of y'all is just on Pacific time. Y'all just way, way behind. When is it the right time? When is it a good time? Now is the time. Now. Yes, when God tells you is the right time. But now is the time. Now is the time. First of all, now is the time to get your life right. That's what I'm talking to me, y'all. I'm talking to me. Now is the time. You can't hear God. You don't know when. You know why you don't know when the right time is? Because you ain't synced to the right time giver. You ain't synced to God. You don't know when the right time is because you just wandering. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You just wandering. You don't even know what time it is. Oh, you don't even know what time it is. You think you do? You think you know what time it is? You ain't even. How you trying to tell time? You don't even own a watch. Oh, I'm just saying. No. You got to get synced. You need to be synced to the one that gives time and takes time away. You ever heard them say, now it's not your time. It's not your time. Looking over the past few days, and I yesterday, me and my daughter was riding in the car, and I sat there for a second before I pulled out of the parking lot because I couldn't decide whether or not I wanted to go to the left or go to the right. Which way was going to be quicker? See, I got caught up on timing. I got caught up on which way, if I turn left, if I turn right, which way is going to get me there quicker? Not which way going to be safer. You know, no, which way is going to get me there quicker? And so I made a rush decision and I pulled out and turned to the left. And a car was coming at me. And I don't know what happened, but somehow I pushed the brake. Timing. That car was that close to me. And they turned. And I finally woke up and hit the gas and we missed each other. But what that told me is it wasn't the right time. Now it's not your time, Danette. God got something for you. When's your time? Are you on a timetable? Do you think you got things all figured out? Because if you do, it's probably all wrong. Because only God can control your circumstances. Only God. I see some good comments. When is the right time? When God says so, and you know it's Him. God will speak to your spirit. But I'm telling you what, in order for God to speak to your spirit, you got to be, what? Oh, your time, your clock got to be synced. Don't be an hour behind expecting God to talk to you now. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Let me go to the word. 2 Peter 3. Oh, Jesus. 2 Peter 3, and this is Peter. I love the letters. There's just something awesome about it. So 2 Peter 3, this is my second letter to you, dear friends. And in both of them, I have tried to stimulate your wholesome thinking and refresh your memory. Refresh. There was a time I told you what you needed to know. Think back. There was a time. Oh, come on, Stephen. Synced and plugged into the power source. Yes, sir. He says, I want you to remember what the holy prophet said long ago and what our Lord and Savior commanded through your apostles. He's going back in time. Think about it, long ago. Sometimes, Jesus, yes, Holy Spirit. Sometimes God has taught you a lesson. You've gone through something. He taught you a lesson, but it wasn't your time yet. You wasn't mature enough. You didn't get it. You didn't understand what He was telling you. And so He has to bring it back to your remembrance. He says, remember. Oh, what the holy prophet said long ago and what our Lord and Savior commanded through your apostles. 3. Most importantly, I want to remind you that in the last days, scoffers will come, mocking the truth and following their own desires. They will say, what happened to the promise that Jesus is coming again? From before the times of our ancestors, everything has remained the same since the world has first created. Naysayers. Jesus. It ain't time. It ain't your time. What you think you doing? Look at you. You ain't ready. You ain't ready for this. You still got some more training to do. It ain't your time. Oh, what about that God you said was there? Is he really coming back for you? Uh-oh. What about that man you with, that woman you dating? Do they really love you? Do they really got your back? Is it time? Oh, Jesus. Jesus. They deliberately forget that God made the heavens long ago by the word of his command, and he brought the earth out from the water and surrounded it with water. Then he used the water to destroy the ancient world with a mighty flood, and by the same word, the present heavens and earth have been stored up for fire. They are being kept for the day of judgment when ungodly people will be destroyed. But you must not forget this one thing, dear friends. A day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day. Yes. Remember long ago, remind you before the time first created, all with time. Timing. Time is in his hands. A day is like 1,000 to God. What time you own? What time you own? Jesus. Judgment. Nobody knows the day or the hour. Nobody knows what time. If you knew what time God was coming, I know there'd be a lot of y'all on Facebook. Love God. Ooh, I love me some God. Ooh, God love me. You don't know when he's going to come. And if you ain't got an alarm clock to wake you up, baby, you won't be woke. You will stay asleep. You gotta get woke. Timing. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. Timing. I don't even know. How much more can I say? God ain't on your time. He's doing that for your sake. Be thankful. Oh, God, I'm thankful, God. I'm thankful that there was some people in my life that I thought I needed in my life. And because of his timing, for my sake, not for his sake, for your sake. God didn't give you that promotion right now. God didn't give you that money right now. God didn't give you what you think you want right now because it's not the right time. It's not the right time. You can't be mad at God. Oh, you was expecting him to work in that situation and he didn't? It's not the right time. He did that for your sake. He did you a favor. It's not the right time. Timing is everything. I can't even tell you how many years I've been waiting to just have enough strength to defeat the battles and demons I've been dealing with in my life. Timing. I just need somebody to get that in your spirit today. Because I feel like maybe you think something was supposed to go the way you thought it was supposed to go. And you really thought you had control over the situation until God said no. Until God said yes. Until God said maybe. Or maybe even God didn't say anything. And you're just sitting there wondering, well, what's going to happen to this situation? All I can say is you got to learn how to trust God. You got to learn how to let him take his time and work things out. Because I can't, when you put your hands in it, when you try to control it, you mess it up. You might start one little snowball, and then by the time you're done, it's a snowman. You can't do it. You cannot control how things turn out. But boy, when you let God do it, when you let God. When you let God work it out, when you are operating in God's timing, hey, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. I didn't understand that song either. Boy, they sang that song almost every Sunday in church. Ain't that right, Stephen Massey? But I understand it now. Timing. You can't control it. You don't know. You don't know when your last day. You don't know when your last day is going to be on this earth. Only God knows. So let him control. Let him in control. Give him all control. Let him get in your situation and work it out. Timing. Thank you guys for tuning in. I pray somebody that's watching this video will slow down. Look, says the lady that just got a speeding ticket. Anyway, if I would have been going slow and taking time, that wouldn't have happened. So take some time. Let God work it out. Trust him. Let him be in control of the timing of how your life plays out. So I pray you guys are blessed. Let me say a prayer. Father, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, that all power is in your hands, dear Lord. We thank you that you send the lightning with the rain, God. You are the King of timing. I pray, God, for my friends. I pray that, Lord, you would keep us. Slow us down when you have to slow us down, God, even though we may not understand. Slow us down. Help us see your glory. Help us to see your hand at work in our lives. Help us to take time. Take time to enjoy each other. Take time to enjoy our kids. Take time to enjoy our families. Take time to enjoy our lives. Timing. We thank you, Lord. Keep us as we part one from another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Timing, he is an on-time God. You can't say these things if it's not in your spirit for yourself. Amen. Thank you guys for tuning in. God bless. Danette Wallace. Have a good evening or morning. All of that. Thank you for tuning in to the Lioness Podcast. I pray you're blessed.
Oh, I know it's late.